I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egyptian security forces used tear gas to break up protests by pro-Mohamed Morsi students at a university in Cairo yesterday. The violence comes just a week before the ex-president's trial on charges of inciting murder. An Ayan Network worker we'll call David says while the Muslim Brotherhood is no longer in power,
they still creating troubles and they want to destroy the country. They attack many churches. More than 80 churches are burned. Many Christians are killed.
Christian response has led Muslims to Christ. Get the full story at our website. Meanwhile, broken individuals are learning to rebuild their lives. Imagine being forced back to a life fraught with abuse and violence only months after escaping. A couple trained by HCJB Global developed programs in Ecuador and a Balkan nation to help these victims. They're providing them with the tools to re-enter society, but more importantly, they're sharing the gospel. Pray that God will work through this ministry to reach and heal the hurting. And is it too early to talk about Christmas? Far Corners Missions doesn't think so. Far Corners President Gary Bishop says the Yuletide season is when most people want to get involved.
Christmas inspires us to show the love of Jesus. So with that inspiration for so many of our donors, we decided we better put out something that makes it easy.
Enter the Far Corners Christmas Giving Book. It highlights projects in 9 different nations. Through each Far Corners project, a door opens to share the gospel. Pray the Giving Book becomes a gateway for people to get involved in missions. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you frustrated by mistakes you've made? With your best gift, Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He reminds us that God is there, ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.